Hi, and welcome to the Art Dose podcast. We spoke to Akshay Mahajan, co-director of Goa Photo. Goa Photo is an international photo festival being held in the Goan village of Aldona from the 6th to the 8th of December. Here is what he had to say.
Goa Photo is an international photography festival that produces location-specific photography shows, very much taking into consideration Goan heritage and architecture. And many times these shows are in people's homes, located in Goan villages. Goa Photo, the first edition of Goa Photo was in 2015, and it occupied a very different conceptual framework. It was devised as a photo festival that took place in public spaces using large formats. And the intention was to interact with the heritage of Panjim, the capital city of Goa. And for that, we had very large installations, like on the steps of the church, the main church in Panjim, in Rees Margos Fort, etc. The curatorial team of that time was Spanish photographer Frank Calero and the Indian photographer Ishan Tanka, as long as you know, with sort of Goa-based editor and curator Laura McDougall Padgaukar. And it was a great success, but it also required a lot of resources. And we wanted to push the boundaries a little bit and change the format away from the large format to continue the festival. And around then, it sort of started off as a joke over lunch between photographers. We were talking about, let's domesticate photography. And on further interrogating that idea, we realized that there was a lot of potential here. It suddenly made sense for a number of reasons. On a personal level, we live in Goa. We inhabit the houses. We visit other people's houses. We are constantly in contact with this atmosphere in Goa, these objects. And so at the festival level, it translated into our second edition, which took place in 2017. And we left the capital city for a more idyllic, more historical environment of Salegaon, a village in North Goa. And the photography moved from the large format shows to the interior. One of the shows we had was in this house in Salegaon called Quinta Serena, a house that was built in 1835, a really old Goan home. And there was a room with sort of a wrought iron bed. And it was a very special space. We couldn't do anything with the room unless we found the right body of work to make it, to highlight it. And then we finally found Elisa Gonzalez Miral's wannabe, a work of Japanese dolls and Japanese women who imitate the aesthetic of dolls. In the series of portraits, sometimes you can't tell who is a doll and who is a person. In this manner, the final exhibition of the festival have nothing to do with the white cube of the gallery space, but more kind of explorations of interior and interiority. And turning inwards, a major theme of Goa Photo didn't just change the way one experienced the festival, it also began to dictate the curation of the work. We thought that it would make sense to deal with photography that had some relationship with the private, the interior, the domestic, and even the voyeuristic impulses, which was important because it is a reflection in the way the festival is experienced, because one walks through these ancient private homes of residents. In this way, our curation of the festival is very organic. And this time around, in 2019, we are moving. The festival takes place in Aldona, another lovely village in North Goa. And we have, where we have sort of further fine-tuned this previous theme of domesticity and come up with three propositions or exhibitions. So we will continue to explore sort of the private and domestic spaces. And one of the pictures we are showing are the psychological self-portraits of Indian photographer Pamela Singh, taken in the village of Lutoli in South Goa. There's also the Mexican photographer Tanya Franco Klein's images, which employs the feminine body to change the narrative of the American dream. There is the work by Swiss artist Anne Goulars, who will do a performance, a reading alongside a projection in the Moira Club. Of sort of 12 years of capturing her rural farm where she grew up. Other projects reflect different traditions and iterations of home, such as Ricardo Casse's Dove into the Air, looks at the tradition of pigeon racing around his hometown. There's Shivani Gupta's look into a woman's metamorphosis into an iterant home, which is a projection. The project is called A Girl in a House. There's Edgar Martin, the Portuguese photographer's work, What Photography and Incarceration Have in Common with an Empty Case, which speaks about the fictive tension between round-the-clock surveillance of prisoners and the absence of these very persons from their homes. We're also doing a special show on theme food and photography, which is a key ingredient to this year's festival. There's the Austrian photographer Simon Brugner's work, The Arsenic Eaters, the polarization between food and poison, reframed by looking at the historical practice of arsenic consumption in Eastern Austria. And there is the Indian visual artist and ethnographer Rajasri Gudi's work, Eat with Great Delight, which looks at a collection of her own family photographs showing sort of joyful enjoyment of meals, which will be exhibited at the same space. Along with that, we have sort of the personal images. There's also Anshika Verma's work, Indian photographer and curator from Delhi, who will also have a final response under the umbrella of this theme of food and photography. She will showcase a kind of photography work that stems from her curiosity in food and recipe books. And at the parallel even hint at this theme. There's also the Edible Archives, which is a gastronomic project, which is they're gonna put up a pop-up lunch, which looks at the intersection of food, memory, and art, which will be a farm-to-table communal meal, which will happen at the venue at the Condillac Farm in Aldona. The continuation of this, there's a show which I'm very personally quite close to, which talks about my own passion with vernacular photography and family photographs and its history in Goa. And I have collaborated with an anthropologist, Pedro Pomba of the Goa University, to research personal narratives of the people of Aldona, our venue, and collect family photographs and memorabilia and engage with them in many ways. Part of it is interpreted in a museum way, where we look at these oral histories and find a way to illustrate them. And the other part will involve myself and Portuguese artist Angela Berlinde, who has also helped us curate this festival, to interpret sections of the collective archive to create new artwork that culminates in the exhibition, Aldona Through Family Eyes. We didn't just want Aldona to be a venue for our exhibition and Goa to be this sort of tourist place, this exotic place, but be a place of artistic creation. And that's why one of the reasons behind this particular show is. And we want it to be a circular process where we're producing the pictures we collect from here and intervene with, we show back in the village. There's also, in addition to that, we've also juxtaposed this with the work of Portuguese artist Ana Janeiro, who looks at it's a form of auto portraits of her, where she interprets her grandparents' a journal, diary of their time in a photo album of their time in Goa, in the 60s when they had moved here. In a self-imposed exile from Portugal. To end, I think this the latest edition of the photo in 2019, which is from the 6th to 8th of December, this coming weekend, we are trying to find a new way of looking, turning the lens at the inner spaces of our homes and hearts. And by situating ourselves in the village, we want participants to return and reflect on certain easy narratives about preoccupations, and we have chosen maybe charm and history over glamour in Goa photo. Perhaps maybe it'll help us find bearings of the past and still make sense of our collective present.
That was Akshay Mahajan speaking to us. Visit artdose.in for more information. That's all we have for you today. Thank you for listening.